Okay, so welcome back, those who are back, and those who are here virtually, so welcome to the YU. And let's go on. I need my medical bottle, somebody said. Okay, so let's take it from the two dots. So the Gemara says, "Tan Hosam." We'll do the Mishnah later. But Meir Ha'im Ha'ifim Kol Chamish V'Sar from Metzilah Sheish. Rabbi Yehuda Ha'im Ha'ifim Kol Arba V'Telim Kol Chamish V'Sar from Metzilah Sheish. The Kuli Alma Mi'a Chometz Yishesh Shoyis U'Maila Hosam Minola. So Rashi says, "Tan Hosam." I see in the Apok after the Pirkeni. Usually Tan Hosam is like somewhere else, some other Masechta. Rashi says it's okay. Besurfing between the sheish, will the yamtin at Tila Sheva shall also be not there. You should all them tell you the choice. The choice. So Rashi learns, when this Rashi, that there's an issue shehiya after Chatzais. There's a question this Gemara. What does Gemara want to know? Minola. Minola and what? The Mishnah talks about Isra Achila and Isra Ano. And, but Midrabbanan. Yisra Achila and Yisra Hanoa Midrabbanan before Chatzais. So it says, the Kuli, that's all that it says. Then it says, the Kuli Alma after Chatzais is Osir. Osir in what? Osir in Achila, Osir in Hanoa, Osir in Shehiyo. Not really spelled out in the Gemara. The Gemara answers Tashvisu. So whatever the Minolan is, Tashvisu has to be the answer for. So that's a Shaila. Tashvisu B'Pshut, it says you have to burn the Chometz. You have to get rid of, you have to be Mavar the Chometz. Doesn't say beferish in Tashbisu in Isra Achila or in Isra No or in Isra Shiyah. Maybe it's implicit. And we know these are issues in Rishayna. First of all, there's a Machaikas Rishayna. Does Tashbisu imply in Isra Achila and in Isra No? Sheet of the Balamor, can you do is that Tashbisu does not imply in Isra Achila midaraisa. You could be mashbis the Chametz after Chatzais by eating it. No, Isra Achila, Kaidim Chatzais is only midarabana. Other Rishayna in Taishas on Chokhesam and Beis, the Ramban, say that no, Tashbisu implies that's not there. Hashbasa. Well, the Lashon of Taisus, the Ramban, is a different twist a little bit, but Taisus and the Ramban hold that it implies an Isra Achila. The way Taisus explains it is because Achila is not, that's not the Derech HaHashbasa. But at Bahano, it's still Mutter. Then there's the Ran, we saw the Ran in the Bohem of the Beis, who's as a Chachl from Bittul, who wouldn't be Shaykh Bittul if it was still Mutter Bahano, because that would be, you couldn't say it's Ka'afa the Arab, it was Mutter Bahano. Like upon him, the Ran holds that Tashbisu already implies in Isra Ano. So that's a three-way Machlekes Rishonim. Does Tashbisu imply, is there an Isra after Chatzos, is there an Isra Achila, and is there an Isra Ano? Balamor holds is neither. The Ran holds is both. And Tashbisu and the Ran hold that there's, and the Ramban rather hold that there's an Isra Achila, not an Isra Ano. What about an Isra Shehiyah? Also, that's so clear. You know the Rashi in Daftal and Amud Aleph, the Rashi in Baba Kama, that after Chatzos is also Balyurah Bayimotze. Machlekes Achreinim, does Rashi mean literally Balyurah Bayimotze? That's how the Tzlach understood. The Tashbisu is Megala, that there's an Isser Balyurah Bayimotze. Or the Tashbis Yom Tov holds, no, there's no Isser Balyurah Bayimotze in the Rise after Chatzos. So the Rashi means an Isser Shehiyah. Tashbisu implies an Isser Shehiyah from Tashbisu itself. An Isser Asay or a Bitl Mitzvah Asay from Tashbisu itself. But Kach, even according to the Tashbis Yom Tov, there's an Isser Shehiyah that's learned out from Tashbisu. And many Rishayim agree that you're not allowed, after Chatzos, you're not allowed to leave the Chametz around, because it's going to be Mavatu in the Mitzvah of Tashbisu. But it could be it's not a Dover Muslim. It could be the Rishayim hold there's no Gishishi after Chatzos. Right now, I don't know the Feirish of Rishayim who says that way. There's no Gishishi after Chatzos. Yeah, I don't know, but we had a machlekes the Magen Avraham, machlekes the Chayim, we had a machlekes the Magen Avraham and the Tzlach. If you keep the chametz around after Chatzos and you mavar it only like at 4 o'clock, are you mavata? Are you over the mitzvah tashbisu or just lax in zvisa makdim in the mitzvahs? Magen Avraham says you're over kol rega verega, you're over tashbisu. Let me back up a second. Let me back up. Rashi says that from Chatzos is by Yoba Yimotze. The Tzlach thinks Rashi means literally. The Tzitzis Yom Tov says Rashi doesn't mean it literally. He means an Issa Shehiya that went out from Tzitzis. He uses the Lashon of the Torah. But it's an Issa Deraisa, that's for sure. Rashi Nabdalah Mel Alef says, there's an Issa Deraisa to be Mashe Chometz after Chatzos. Rashi calls it Bal Yoba Yimotze. Tzitzis Yom Tov claims, based on Rashi and Samach Gimel, that it's not literally the love of Bal Yoba Yimotze. It's an Issa Shehiya. The Torah calls the Torah, the way the Torah says Shehiya, is Bal Yoba Yimotze. So Rashi uses lashon atayah, but there's certainly an issur shehiya. So we mentioned the Ravid. The Ravid understands the Rambam. The Ravid in the Asogas and the Rambam, he understands the Rambam to hold that this Bal Yoba Yimotze after Chatzos, and the Ravid says no after Chatzos, no Bal Yoba Yimotze. On the other hand, the Ravid in the Asogas and the Rif says that Tashvishu implies that there this Bal Yoba Yimotze. So Steer and Ravid. Some say it's not a steer and raven, but the others say, and we have many steers and raven. And others say, the raven means, and this is shehiyah. Tashbisu implies, and this is shehiyah, not literally by your own and by your mother. I'm not sure, I don't know right now if there's a reason who holds that it's mamish mutter to be mashach chometz after chatzos. But a kohanim in Agamar, it's not so. It's very sussum. What's the Gemara looking for? Is the Gemara looking for a marker that? Is the Gemara brings tashbisu? Well, if tashbisu implies, and by the way, these are independent shilas. They could be an issur shehiya and not be an issur achilu. Meaning, you have to get rid of it right away. You can't keep it around, but you could eat it and get rid of it that way. And vice conversely, there could be an issur achilu. Because maybe tashbisu is that's not derech achilu to eat it. It's not derech tashbisu to eat it. At derech hashpos like places in chafes, so there's an issur achila, but it doesn't mean that there's an issur shehiyah. So you're two separate shalas. You could have an issur. You might hold this an issur shehiyah and not be an issur achila. You might hold this an issur achila and not be an issur shehiyah. So a lot of this is up for grabs, and this sheet is in Rishayim. Whatever it is, so if you learn an agamara, yeah, so it's not so clear in agamara. What's the gemara want? The gemara is minolon, so maybe the gemara is talking about the issur achila. And then we'll say the answer minolan, and the Gemara is like, after Chatzos it's about also b'achilo, or maybe also b'achilo b'hanol like the Ran. And the Gemara asks minolan, and the Gemara answers this tashvisu, and tashvisu implies in Yisra'achilo and Yisra'ano. If you all like those Rishonim, that tashvisu implies in Yisra'achilo and Yisra'ano. Or maybe the Gemara is talking about minolan and this is shehiyo. The kuli alma you have to burn it before Chatzos because after Chatzos is also b'shehiyo. And the Gemara is talking minolan that this is an issur shehiyo. And the Gemara says tashvisu, and tashvisu implies in Yisra. Isser Shehiyah. So both things are possible. What's the Mashmoyis in Rashi? Rashi says, "Sarfa betchila sheish, v'lo yamter atchila sheva she'osam in atayir l'fi she'odim toyer b'shoyis." So Rashi is talking about Shehiyah. The Hamtono that lo yamtin doesn't make not a lush use on Israel. No, Rashi is not saying lo yamtin. If Rashi wants to say that it's osir b'hanah already from 11 o'clock, it doesn't become osir b'hanah until 12 o'clock. I mean, it becomes osir b'hanah from 11 o'clock. It doesn't first become osir b'hanah at 12 o'clock. That's not a lashon of l'yamtin. L'yamtin means you have to burn it at 11. Don't wait till 12 o'clock to burn it. Don't keep it around till 12 o'clock to burn it. So Rashi's masking, we're talking about it, is a shehiyah. And that after Chatzos is an issur shehiyah, which we know Rashi holds that after Chatzos is an issur shehiyah, Rashi and Dalai Madal says that after Chatzos is Bal Yoba Yimotze. Even if we learn like the Tosfos Yom Tov, that it's not literally Bal Yoba Yimotze, but it's certainly an issur shehiyah. So that's taket true, that according to Rashi, after Chatzos there is an issur shehiyah. So that's what Rashi over here focuses on. B'lo yamkin, don't wait to burn it at Tchila Sheva, she'osem in atayra, l'fi she'odem toyer b'shoyis. Therefore, if you're going to wait till 12, maybe you're going to wait really till later than 12, maybe it's going to really be 1 o'clock. And that's going to, you're going to be violating an Isser, you're going to be violating an Isser Shia. So we know that there's an Isser Shia. So the Gemara says we learn it out from Tashbis. It's a little bit strange that Rashi and Yidala from the base, on the Mishnah itself, There, Rashi doesn't talk about shiya. Sofer metchila sheish. Afal gav dechol shor shishis midraisa shaya. All of the shor shishis midraisa, it's mutter behano. Gozer rabbanu nalo. Rabbanu we gozer what in this rano. Dil metoy v'sover ala shviya shishishis. There, Rashi learns that the focus is on the isra hano. That it's also behano shor shishis. Why is it also behano shor shishis? But that Torah is not also behano shor shishis. Because you might come to be nana other play a show, and if we laugh by no at 11 o'clock, you might come to be nana at 12 o'clock. Maybe according to Rashi, both things are true. Minatayra, there's no sushi at 11 o'clock, nor is there an Isser Hano at 11 o'clock. We do have Bonon, there's an Isser Hano at 11 o'clock, and also it says Sarfa Matrila Shesh. Rashi learns Sarfa Matrila Shesh. Rashi by us, that's also part of what you see from Rashi by us. When it says Sarfa Matrila Shesh, That's an issue all by itself. It says in the Mishnah, Sofer Metchila Sheish. Does that mean you have to burn it at 11 o'clock? And you're not allowed to wait till 11:30 to burn it? You're not allowed to wait till 12 o'clock to burn it? Or does Sofer Metchila Sheish just mean it's Asur Bahamah at 11 o'clock? And therefore you might as well burn it. But there's no Isser to burn it at 12. So Rashi by us is Beferish. There's an Isser to burn it at 12. Well, Yamtin at Shosh Shviz. You're not allowed to wait to burn it at 12 o'clock. Because Adam play a shayis. You're not allowed to wait until 12 o'clock to burn it. That's part of the gzeirah of Adam play a shayis. You're not allowed to wait until 12 o'clock to burn it. Because Adam play a shayis, therefore you have to burn it at 11 o'clock. It's not the only way to learn. You can learn that sarfa metchila sheish means that that's when it becomes asur b'hanah. And therefore you have nothing else to do with it but to burn it. But it doesn't mean that there's an isser per se to burn it at 12 o'clock. The mashal, remember we had the riva, the Rashmi Pais of broader riva. Well, the Mordechai also brings up, it's in the Azaru, but it's also in the Mordechai, that the Rebbe would dafka wait till 12 o'clock, he would keep a piece of bread around till 12 o'clock, and he would burn it in order to be able to be Mekayim the mitzvah of strength. So how can he keep it around till 12 o'clock? If the Mishnah says, Sofer Metchila Sheish, you have to burn it at 11 o'clock, because other players show. Apocalypse, the Rebbe understood that Sofer Metchila Sheish doesn't mean that there's a chiyuv to burn it at 11 o'clock. It means it's also behanah from 11 o'clock. But if you want to wait till 12 o'clock to burn it, then that's not a problem. Are you going to be over by Rabbi Motze? Maybe he doesn't hold this by Rabbi Motze after Chatzayis, or maybe he holds it since you're Mechazer of Lavari. We'll talk about later. Maybe Mechazer of Lavari. So you're not over by Rabbi Motze. A component in Rashi's Mavur, we're now just focusing on Rashi. But I want to just bring out the Chidushim here in Rashi. In Rashi's Mavur, that there's an Issa Shehiyah from 11 o'clock you have to burn it. Because Adam Toyasho. And I guess according to Rashi, the mission tells me both things. There's a chiyuv to burn it at 11 o'clock, not to be mashed till 12. That's what Rashi says by us. Maybe that's what Rashi says by us, because if that leads into tashbisu, and tashbisu at the simple level is in the sir, it implies you have to get rid of it and not be mashed. But Rashi on Yeral from the base on the Mishnah also adds, because that's also true, that it's implicit in Rameir that Bishar Shishish is also Bahana. Bishar Shishish is also Bahana. Why is it also Bahana Bishar Shishish? Because that's also part of the open player show. Because if you're going to be nene after 12 o'clock, you're going to violate this. Or if I know, not allowed to be nene after 12 o'clock. Agavuchet is a kasha, which I don't know what the answer to is. So it says in this Rashi by us that there's an iser to wait till 12 o'clock to burn it. Min midrabbana. Min atayra, you can burn it at 12. You can't burn it at 1. But you could burn it at 12 minutes. But the Rabbanim were afraid, Odin Toya Shah, so they said, therefore, Sarfa Metchila Sheish, Vilay Yamdin at Shah Shmiz. How does that seem with the Rashi based on the base? It says that what? The Torah says, Loma, what do you have to go looking for Eitzim? You don't have any Eitzim, you'll wait and you'll be Sarfa Metchila Shah Shmiz. What happened to the Gzeira of Vilay Yamdin at Shah Shmiz? So I don't know. I never really sat down to unravel that problem. But let's put that on the side. That's a Rabban with the problem. How could Rashi say you could wait till Shah Shviyas? Maybe Minatayah, but not Midrabban. And they're talking here about the Rabbanon. Yobli Rabbanon Sha'achas. The Rabbah said, Yobli Rabbanon Sha'achas. Lachat Eitzim. Maybe Rashi doesn't, maybe Rabbah doesn't hold him all the way to Shah. I can see the Chazim there in Akamar. I'm not so in Akamar. Maybe Rabbah doesn't hold from Adam Toya Shah. I'm sure that's true. go through the sugi there. I think Shah Achas even Rava also. But I'm not sure. It has to be. It requires going through the sugi there carefully. Akapanu Shteitu in Rashi that there's an Issa Shiyo. That's what the Gemara is being done. There's an Issa Shiyo. Lo Yamtin at Shah Shvius. Because maybe you're going to play a show and you're going to be mamped too much. Nonetheless, it's Mugu and Rashi that with Chila Sheva you could burn it. You don't violate the Issa Shia by waiting until Chila Sheva. I mean, Rabbanon, you deserve to play a show. But at a Deraisa level, you could be sorry for Chila Sheva. That for sure says in the Rashi. That means Deraisa, you could be sorry for Chila Sheva. That, as far as that goes, that stems with the Gemara and Dafid, with Rashi and Dafid Beis and Beis, that you could wait till Chatzos to burn it. There's a steer that the Rabbanon, what happened to the Adam Toya Shah? But on the Deraisa level, the two Rashi stem very well. Rashi in Beis says you can wait till after Chatzos to burn it. And Rashi over here says that means Deraisa, you can wait till Shah Shvius to burn it. The reason why we don't let you is we're afraid that you're going to wait till 1 o'clock. So we already spoke out. So we're in the Rashi two things. Number one, that there's no Issa Shia if you burn it at 12. And there is an Issa Shia if you wait till 1. That needs a, we talked about it in the past, that needs a Hezbo. I think what I wanted to say at one point, we'll see today, maybe a different answer. What I wanted to say earlier was that Rashi holds that when you're Isaac in Beer, just like Rashi holds, that how does Bittel work? Remember, Rashi says in that Bava Mabez, how does Bittel work? Bittel takes off by your own Motzi. How does Bittel take off by your own Motzi? So other Rishonim say as hefker, scheme of daitin, that's tayra, fancy kinds of hefker or simple hefker, but basically it works as hefker. It's tayl in the chometz that it becomes hefker. Rabbi Natan says it's stama a regular hefker. The Ramban and the Ransi found a regular hefker. It's a fancy hefker with the scheme of daitin with that's tayra. But the net effect is that it becomes hefker. Rashi in the form of the base by the sugi of Guspi Yofer, Rashi there says how does it work? What kind of hesber is that? But how does it work? I said at the time that it's Mashman Rashi that Tashbishu is Hakanat Hefker. Tashbishu is just a Mesich Das. But the Torah said that that's enough by Motzi is when you want to be Mekayim, then you're not Mesich Das. If you're Mesich Das, the Torah said that far by Motzi doesn't go. If you don't want to be Mekayim, then you're Mesich Das from it. You're not consciously being Mekayim, but on the contrary, you're Mesich Das from it and considering it to be like Ofer, so then you're not over by Motzi by definition. So I thought maybe al derech zeh we could say that at 12 o'clock, if right away at 12 o'clock, it's now this nisha shiur talk about Rabbi Motzi kicks in. But kol zman you're being Isaac in the biur, it's like being mevatel l'kolev that I don't want to be. I'm not being mekayimit. So since I'm not being mekayimit, I'm not even about Rabbi Motzi. As long as I'm saying there at 12 o'clock, if I wait till 1 o'clock, that means I twiddle my thumbs for an hour. Then I am over about Rabbi Motzi. But kol zman I'm Isaac in the biur. So that's like the equivalent sort of a bittul b'leiv. Now there's a wrinkle, because I can't do bittul b'leiv at 12 o'clock. Bittul b'leiv you have to do kainum chatzreis. So if you're going to say the reason why you can burn it at 12 is because it's gilu amash b'shit b'libi, but that doesn't work after 12 o'clock. But it's not so posh at this mahal. And the emes is yesh l'odom, we didn't talk about it really. It's yesh l'odom with Yerashi, why can't you be mash b'shit? Why can't you do bittul after chatzreis? Why take it? So maybe we should talk about it. Why can't you do bittul after chatzos? The Gemara says in Davov and Beis because ain't a bishusay. So the question shouting in the Gemara in Davov and Beis ain't a bishusay. You need a ma'aseh bayil. Just like something's not bishusay, like Rabbi Yochanan said, if it's ain't a bishusay, you can't sell it and you can't be machlish it. So you can't be mafkir it either. So that's good if you hold like the Rishonim that say that it's that chometz that bittul works as tefker. We talked about it in the context of the Ramban, because if it's just a scheme of daitel and das Torah, so why is that a ma'isa bailim? So that we grapple with within the Ramban. If it's not a regular ma'isa being mafkir, just a scheme of daitel and das Torah, and the Torah is mafkir, so why is that even a ma'isa bailim? Instead of halach and the Ramban, maybe it's the Torah together with me. The Torah was the Isra no is mafkir, but the Torah said it's not enough. You're right to be kumay. By my not being right to the Puma, I cut off the last thread that attaches it to me, and that's a Maisa Hefer. So it's for the Maisa, so it's still a Maisa Bailam. But according to Rashi and the Bava Medbeis, that is not a Hefker at all. It's just a Masiach Das, and the Torah said that's all you have to do is Masiach Das, that's all that Bal Yorba Motzi requires. So So why is that a ma'isa bialim that should require that I should be that I can't do it after chatzos? This we never address. We addressed it in the Ramban. Why is it a ma'isa bialim? The Ran we addressed. You know, why is it a ma'isa bialim? But what about in Rashi? Why is bittul a ma'isa? Why is bittul a ma'isa bialim? That's so clear. I think in Iran, I said at the end of the day, he's just masking, he's more like the Ramban. I said, not like a Lashon, but the Ramban is like the Ramban. The Lashon Malach, I had this problem. Why isn't it a Maisa? Hasn't a Maisa? Oh, no, the Lashon said that it's a Maisa. I'm sorry, it was. The Lashon said that your mamish being machgirt. Mamish being machgirt. It's just not, normally it's contradicted by the Messias. But here it's not contradicted by the Messias. This kind of hefker where you say that it's after the Ara, only works when it's not contradicted by the Messias. So then it's a Maisa Bayim. That's what Rav also said. I asked, but what about Rav Yossi? So we had the Ramban. But a Kapanim, those are all the Ramban, that's for sure. The Ram and the Ramban, they learn the favors that the effect is that it becomes heaven. So I understand why that is a Maisa Bayim. To some degree, I mean, we have to deal with the scheme of title, that's terrible issues, but it's a hefker. So a hefker is a ma'aseh bialim. But if we're going to learn in Rashi, the mashmois in Rashi, the bottom of the base is that bittul is not a hefker. Well, I'm getting off on a tangent. But if that bittul is not a hefker, so why does it need to be a ma'aseh bialim? So, and if it's not a ma'aseh bialim, then why can't I do it after chatzos? So I was thinking, maybe like this. The Lashon of Rashi on the Bava Mabez, like Uski Yofer, the Gemara says that after Chatzos you can't be Mevatlet because it's not a Yerushus. So Lashon of Rashi is, it's Eina Shaloi. Right, when the Gemara says in the Bava Mabez, the Gemara says, why can't you just be Mevatlet when you find the Uski Yofer? The Gemara says, no, the Mishkachas of the Bosari Surah Balab Rishus Ekaim of Leimotzi Mevatlet. So Rashi over there says, "Lav b'shusay einay shaloi." So first of all, you see that Rashi apparently holds, "Told you it's machlekas yishayim if yisuri anoa are not yours at all, or they're yours but they're not in your shus." The Gemara says it says in this Gemara that yisuri anoa are not in your shus. So what does that mean? That means mamish not yours. You have no mamonis in it at all. Or does it mean, no, about it's mine, but it's like gezel, something was stolen away from me. So it's mine, but this is not in my rishus, so I don't have control over it, so I can't be makdish it, and I can't sell it, and so on. So what is Yisuri Ano? So it's machlekes the Rashba and the Ran. The Rashba holds Yisuri Ano, mamish not mine, they have no din mamon at all. And the Ran holds Yisuri Ano are mine. But I can't sell them because they're not in my rishus. I don't have control over them. Since I don't have any, I can't do anything with it. So it's not, it's considered to be any rishus. So I can't do a ma'aseh bialim on it. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is if I could be mayorship. You don't need to have something in your rishus to be mayorship. If I have a computer and it was stolen from me and it's sitting by the ganav, I can't sell it and I can't be makdashit. But I could be mayorship. That does not need to be in my rishus. So let's say somebody has some property and it's osir b'hanotim. He was madir hanotim. He's mudir hanotim. And then he died. Does it go b'yushu to the son? So the Rashba said no, because it's not his. So you know, not yours. There's no din moment. It doesn't go b'yushu. And the Ran in the Dorm, back from Zion, I think that's why it's in the Dorm. The Ran says it is his. He can't sell it because Zaynab Shusay, but it's his. He could be Marish. Rashi apparently holds like the Rashba. Rashi, it's very, it's Mufurish Rashi. Eino Shaloi. After Chatzos, the Chumash is Mamish Eino Shaloi. So why are you everybody Rabbi Matzi? Because I saw a Kosuk Kilu Eino Shusay. The Torah made it Zipin Shaloi. So I thought maybe Rashi will learn Shachman more in the Bavam Beis, but how differently? Not that it's not in my Rishus and I can't do it on a Maisa Bailam. Bittul is not a Maisa Bailam. Bittul is a Mafkir, a Masich, Daitu Mimenu. So I have no connection to it. I have no Zika to it. So it's not called that I'm being Mekayim it. Like it's Meduik in the Rashi and the Vavam Abbas. Rashi and Daftal Amad Aleph, also is Bittul Jez, Hesach Hadass, Yom Sikh Daitim Imenu. Doesn't say the Shoinus of Heaven. So what does the Gemara want? What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means like this. How does Bittul work? Because I'm not being Mekayim it. I have no Zika to it. I have no Dasa. I don't want it to be around. I don't want to have it. And so on and so forth. That's how Bittul works. That's the Hashbos of Alei. Says the Gemara, but if the Chatzos, it's mamish not mine. Ein lecha hesach hadas, and not having a zika to the chametz, godol mizeh. It's mamish not my chametz. And yet the Torah said, the Yom Ba'al Yom Ha'imotzei. Al korchach, when the Isser came about, when the Isser happened, the time of the chalais of the Isser, it was mine. And I was being the Kayamit, and I was right to the Kiyumai. So now the Torah said that at that point, now the Torah is Machayiv, you want it, and now it doesn't matter, it's too late. It doesn't help anymore to be Mabapu. Because the whole accomplishment of Bittul is that I'm a Sikh Das from it, that I'm not right to the Kiyumai, and I have no connection to the Chametz, I have no Zika to the Chametz. After Zman Yisroel, it should really not even be mine. But the Torah said, since at the time of the Chalaisa Isser it was mine, so now the Torah is mechayiv me willy nilly. So Bittul also is too late. What are you going to do? I'm a Sikh Das from it. But B'shas Chalaisa Isser, you were not a Sikh Das from it. You weren't Mevatul. B'shas Chalaisa Isser, the Torah, so now that you're a Sikh Das from it, it's too late. It's like Gora. It's like Gora from the Chametz not being yours at all. The Torah said, but you're chayiv on it anyway. So the fact that you're a Sikh Das from it is not going to be any better. Rashi holds because of Yiddish Shachamas. Rashi holds, the Goyim says that Rashi holds that Yiddish Shachamas, your Eber, even if it's not yours. Yeah, that's because the other Jew has a Zika. Yiddish Shachamas, so Betchilas, by the Shas Chalais Israel, I have nothing to do. Now, what's happening? But it's, yeah, Rashi holds it doesn't have to be me. As long as there's some Jew who has a Zika to the Chametz, so then there is Chametz, so there's Chametz that's also, and then if it's a Bible, it's somebody right. But if the Bible is Mabatu, then I'm not angry. Okay, so let's plant it, bring this, let's come back now to Rashi over here. Here we're talking about burning Chametz, but Chilash Hashem. And the Shai says, how are you allowed to do it? Rashi holds it's an Issa Shehiyah. So how are you allowed to burn it between the Shal Sheva? So I want to make it so I want to say, well, since you're being Isaac and being Mavarit, it's like Hashbos of Alev. How does Hashbos of Alev work? Hashbos of Alev works that I have no secret to it. I'm a Sikh Dasman. I guess you could say, so. But for 12 o'clock, the Torah put it into my rishus. Even if it wouldn't be mine at all. That's the part we learned above the base. I saw your kasa kilu b'shusay. If b'shas chalaisa iser, I was being the kayanit. So then it's too late to break the connection. B'shas chalaisa iser, that's the last chance that you have to break the connection. If the Shas Chalaisa Isser, you didn't break the connection, you weren't Mesiach Das, didn't do Bittul, so it's too late. So what's it going to help that you're Isaac in the Shreifa? So we'll have to say that you were Mamish Isaac in the Shreifa from 12 o'clock on the dot. So then I go here, if you were Isaac in the Shreifa from 12 o'clock sharp, so then, if we'll say that being Isaac in the Shreifa also means that I have no Zika to the Chametz, I'm breaking my connection to the Chametz, I'm not right to the Kiyumay. So maybe you could say that you could burn it at 12, because from the beginning of 12 o'clock, from 12 o'clock sharp, I was already, there was no Berach HaLaisa Isser, because I was already being Isaac to the Yurim. But if I waited until 12:01, then I would be over. Maybe that's true anyway, the Firash. So maybe we could go with this model. The reason why you could burn it at 12 o'clock, you could burn it b'tchilas shel sheva, but it has to literally be b'tchilas shel sheva. Because if you burn it literally b'tchilas shel sheva, it's like I was mevatel it at 12. You know, I was mevatel it on the dot. It's like at that moment, before the Isra has a chance to be chal, I'm being mevatel. Maybe that's the mahalach in Rashi. That's how you're allowed to be. So that's why you can't wait till 1. You can't even wait till 12:05, because then everything's too late. While you're being mechazer all over the sofa, it's too late. You're ready. Everybody, Rabbi Motzi. They have to be mamish mitchil shoshel. Ulay. Then this is a place for men of parents. Does somebody have a clevis? Close in the back. You know, Tosfos Menucha is already an Abaye. Maybe we'll read the Gemara till Abaye, then I'll show you Tosfos Menucha, because it bears on this Rashi too. So let's continue the Gemara. So fine. So anyway, the Gemara wants to know the Kuliyam Mamiya Mechamet Mishoy Sulamayla, also me Nolan, point to Rashi, the Choris Mashman, the Gemara's Kashish, how do I know that this is Shehiyah? So look, the Gemara, Omer Abaye, Trekoy Ksivi. See if Shiva's Yom is early, you must have a tech. You see, Achbi and Rishon Tashbisu saw me a tech. A Ketzad, the rabbis are both so labir. Look, Rashi. The Kuliyam and Yachamas Misha Shoys and Milo Osir, Minatera. You let me say, I'm also like a Gazi Rabban, the Benyamon, the Lai, like Tayanishi. All these Gzeres about Shoshish, this stuff. They didn't have to make 7-hour hachokos. So obviously chatzos is the deadline. Says Rashi Shem Shiyom lo yimotzi b'matechem. Afil shachas b'techas shibiyom. Uksiv ach b'yom yishim tashbisa reisho b'shachas. Rashi learns chatan Abaye that Abaye is asking a stira. It says shilas yomim. Afil shachas. The whole shilas yomim from beginning to end is full of b'yom yimotzi. So there's no sha'achas that's excluded from that. But the tashbisu itself, the hashbosu, the takes the sha'achas. Where are you going to put the sha'achas? Okay, so the rabbis are kochel chay harishin, rishin kaidim lekol shiva kama, the haynu hashbosu. That's your rashi l'zabai. What cases? Says, how could you say that Tashbisu has to be Kaidim's Mani Surai? That's what it sounds like in Rashi. Tashbisu is Kaidim's Mani Surai. Tashbisu is Shreifa, and Shreifa is Lachas Mani Surai. Of course, that's Tosh Lashitosu in the base of the place, as the Mashal points out. Rashi's Shreifa is grounded before Chatzos. If there's a mashmois built in to Tashbisu, that there has to be a shav that's mutter lehashos, which is built in Tashbisu. So now let us be a dalid, but it can't be the holy dalid, because if the mitzvah, because Tashbisu implies an issur shehiyah, Tashbisu implies an issur shehiyah, maybe even by Rabbi Motzer. Not before in Taisus anyway, with Taisus holds, but by Yom Yom Tzayim after Chatzos. But certainly in Issus Shiyah. So if Tashbisu implies in Issus Shiyah, so even if it's by Yom Arishin, but it's going to be the whole Yom Arishin, so when are you going to do the Hashbasa? So it must be that it's half and half. So what do you need achala? With that lesson, Rashi, that ach has a mashmois of half. So then I need the ach to tell me the half. Otherwise, I wouldn't know that it's half. Nearly the misur de kapadarish. The omission is miyuter. But I mean, he said, ach, the shinu kamer ach halukbar. The kids of Tosis holds that there's no stira. It's a yitur, but there's no stira. Tashbisu could be after Bar Yom HaMatzis. It could be in the Shivas Yomim. There's no stira between Shivas Yomim and Tashbisu. Rashi also does stira. Shivas Yomim means afilu shachas. But Tashbisu means there's a shachas here being mashmas. So it's a stira. That's my chriach that Yom HaRishon is Yadal. And Tosis also says no stira. If not for the yitur, so then we'd be fine with saying Tashbisu is la'achazman isu. So what does Tosis do though with Rashi's time? At the end of the day, how could Tashbisu be in this man of Bar Yom HaMatzah? Isn't Rashi right? Isn't there a stereo between Tashbisu and Bar Yom HaMatzah? I'm not asking a question, just speaking out. Like, what does Rashi do with Rashi? What does Tosis do with Rashi's time? So we already saw the Tosis HaRosh. Talked about it in the past. But the Tosis HaRosh says that Tashbisu is not something you do before you're over by Yom HaMatzah. Tashbisu, before you're over by Yom HaMatzah, you should get rid of your chametz. That's nothing to do with Tashbisu. Tashbisu is what you do after you violated the law of Bar Yom HaMatzah to fix it. To be menatic the law. Al derech noiser, seifes noiser. It's not something you do. Seifes noiser is not something you do before you're over the Yisr. It's something you do after you're over the Yisr to be menatic it. And therefore, there's havada no steer. Tashbisu could be Tashbisu. Be'etzim could be Tashbisu. Could be after Zmanisu. Not only could it be, it is. Tashbisu is always after Zmanisu because the purpose of Tashbisu is to be menatik the law. By the way, I think it's Muchach and Tosis HaRosh that this Bar Yom HaMatzah from Chatzais. Because the Tosis HaRosh is learning that the whole part of Tashbisu is not a mitzvah to do before you're over the Yisr. It's a thing that the Torah gives you to do after you're over Bar Yom HaMatzah. So the maskana is the Gemara, the Tashbisu is from Chatzais. But the whole Tashbisu is to be menatik alav. What lav? Because there's a gili over here that there must be already alav by your own emotion from Chatzais. Rashi Vais Tais holds that Tashbisu is not just to be menatik alav. There's a Tashbisu kaitim zmani suri. Rashi Shintosi Nidbeitz. But there's an straight for kaitim zmani suri. Ka'omo. So Rashi holds that Tashbisu not just to be menachik the law. Tashbisu is a mitzvah bekum v'esei before the law. So says Abai, how could that be? How can you do Tashbisu after this man? There's a steer to do Tashbisu after this man is doing. So let's see Tashbisu in the past. Than we saw so far. He says, what's the stira? Rashi says that Abai is based on a stira. Bar Yom Shivas Yomim, Bar Yom HaMatzah is a stira to Tashbisu. Why is it a stira? You'll do Tashbisu at the beginning of the Shivas Yomim. And even though it takes an hour, but when you're being mechazer of levaroi, harayu kol zman that you're mechazer of levaroi, harayu kilavur. And he brings a raya. This thing is disappearing. The teda is this type of. The teda dochiu. Tim lechein. I feel into this lemon. The mayor b'yidalit had a kosher. Then the stomach rechmanu l'tziva say the tesh piece called ma'ase muta. Ela achar yisui tziva hashbosa. Ukshemavari yeshesh lo yishen shachas. Otherwise, how? What does it help that it's b'yidalit? But if it's, what would it help? It would be a dalit. But if it's the whole dalit, that's the mitzvah tashbishu is achas manis. That he shares with Tosfos of Tosfos Rosh. The mitzvah tashbishu is achas manis suroi. So how do you ever do achas manis suroi? You have the shachas. Elavadai came in the mechazer of levarei harayu kimavur. Must be because since you're busy being seraphim, so while you're busy being seraphim, it's kimavur. But teyden ami, that meaning the comedy. He brings right from where later. Rabbeinu Kama Ne'eli B'yom Tov Atzmai, the Kama Basro, Tamu Leimer Ach Cholok, B'yom Tov Atzmai Shoi, Mashmi D'Lav Ach Cholok, Leimot Tzim Nifl. You find that with you for later. The Kitzur, the Tosfos, so he says that it's not a steal. But the Hezbollah he gives, the Tosfos Rosh said it's not a steal. The Shivas Yomim Bal Yomay Motzli Lo Yomay Motzli is not a steer to the Tashbisu, because Tashbisu is taka after you're over this, you're over the Isser, and then the Torah says the remedy is to be Mashmas. The Torah made a Paris the Chor saying a different word entirely. Say it's not a steer because yes, there's a din Shivas Yomim Yisroel Motzli, but as long as at the beginning that's first Shori Shoyna being Isik Bibiyuroi, so it's immediately Kimavur, it's Mavur the whole hour. Kozman Shu Isik Bibiyuroi, Harei Kimavur. What's the husband and Tosha Benefarat? Why? Because I'm icing the Uri, it's going to blur. What's the mechanism? What does it even mean? Because I'm being icing in the Uri, it's going to blur. Now, of course, this Rabbeinu of Paris is very similar to the Rashi before the great Tilkhila Shoshis. What Rabbeinu Peretz is saying as a kasha and Rashi by Abaye, Rashi, where do you see a stira between Tashbisu and Bayomay Motse, Kozman the Isik Mavur? On the other hand, it's we don't know what it means. But it might be useful to explain the Rashi before about that you're allowed to wait till Shoshvius because maybe that's why, because Kozman the Shoshvius, your Isik Bibi Mavur. Of course, then there's a stira. But anyway, this is steer. That's the big steer in Rashi. Rashi holds you're allowed to wait till Shosh Shvius and be seraphic for Shosh Shvius. Rashi here, Rashi in Beis and Beis. But there's already Bayu Abay Motzi. Rashi teaches that after Chatzos is Bayu Abay Motzi. Even according to Yom Tov, at least it's an Isashia and the Poshet of John and Rashi is like the Tzlachot is Bayu Abay Motzi Mamish. So how does that stem with Abay? The same way it's not a steer after Chatzos to be Mavar, even though it's already Bayu Abay Motzi. So why would it be a steer of Alayla? Yeah, we were busy with that last week, and I want to talk about it again still going forward, because I think I want to say it with more rala, how to mean the Ash of the Rashi. But let's just think about, but the Tosfos, so the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, it's a kasha on the Rashi about Abaye, and the Rabbeinu Peretz is coming to be chaylik on the Rashi about Abaye. But if we could understand it, we need to understand it anyway, and if we could understand it, maybe it might help us with the Rashi before about waiting till Shosh Shvius. What's that kapshat the Rabbeinu Peretz? If I'm Isik B'Biur, I know you can move on. So it might be tempting to say, maybe we'll say the Hezbollah, like we were trying to say before in Rashi, that all you have to do is ask Bosa B'Leiv, not be right to the Kiyumoy. And that's how Bittul works. So maybe from the very beginning at 12 o'clock, you're being Isaac in the beer, so you're also not being Mekayim it. So it's like Hashkos. Al Derech, what we said before in Rashi. People say that in the Rebbeinu Peretz as well. But I think in Rebbeinu Peretz, you can't say it. Because Rebbeinu Peretz holds Bittul is Mitam Hefka like Rebbeinu Tam. Word. And Rebbeinu Peretz holds that Bittul is not learned out from Tashbisu at all. It's just regular Hefka like Rebbeinu Tam. No, it's the whole vort in the Rashi was coming from the fact that Rashi holds that Bittul is enough to have Hashbos of a leiv. You don't have to literally get rid of the Chometz. You don't have to literally be Mafkir the Chometz. That's what we were, that was the platform on which we built the Pshat and Rashi. And Rabbi Peretz doesn't have any of that. So what's the Pshat and Rabbi Peretz? It's interesting also. Later on in Chof, Tesam and Beis, on the bottom, there's a Tosis. We looked at the Tosis many times. The Tosis says if you're mashi chometz on manas levaroi, you're not over. And he says, why? Because it's mitzvah lase. And the Tosis Rosh also said the same lashon that mashi chometz on manas levaroi, because it's mitzvah lase, and since my intention was to do the lase, so I'm not over. And we already mentioned the problem, the fact that that's a very strange idea. The fact that I'm it's a lav anitik lase. A lav anitik lase is you're doing it. You're violating a lav al manas to be manatik. So you're not over the, you're not, there's no isser. You're allowed to do it. You're allowed to steal al manas to do behesha. It's like zeyla. You're allowed to, I don't know, to be like, hey, chayim alabonim, al manas to get even shalach to have afterwards. So you're not allowed to do it. If you did it, so there's a nitik, you won't get malchus. So interesting is, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz over there at Chof Tesam and Beis, the same Gemara, says, the same Gemara, the same Chesmin over there in the Gemara, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz is a different Musaf. He says that a person has chometz and he's being mechazer of the sorfoy harayu kimavur. So they both have a diak in the Gemara. The Gemara itself doesn't have to concern us right now. But the Tosfos is coming from the as a diak in the Gemara that you're allowed to have, you're allowed to be played the chometz. Now it's going to become yours, and there's no problem with being paid it because you'll be mabarak right away. So the problem is, yeah, until you're mabarak, you're going to be mabarak all by Mutzah. So from there, Taisa somehow got that out of the Gemara, and Taisa says, other people should deny the whole thing, it's talking about that you paid it while it's burning. So, but at the point of Taisa learned up in the Gemara, you paid it, and you're allowed to be paid it, and then you're going to burn it right away. So fine, right away, but right away takes time. So he says, you see from there that I'm Masha Chometz al Manas Lavari, not everybody all Eimos. And he says, the Hezmer is because it's Lava Nitta Klase. And the Tosfos Rosh also is because it's Lava Nitta Klase. And come, it's a little bit strange, Lava Nitta Klase, but the S is the remedy for the Lava, but how are you allowed to do the Lava in the first place? The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says, the Lashon, like he says over here, that if you're not over by Yom Eimos, because since you're Mechazer of the Sorfa, you have Eimos Kimavur. So, it could be, it's Kenzai, that it's machlekes, the shitosim. That Tosfos Rosh over here, it just calls it a regular lav and itik lase. He doesn't have this notion of areyu kimavur. So over there, he also is like Tosfos. It's like because it's amanas levaroi, so it's la. It's amanas to be manatik with the asay. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says this different idea that if you that chometz that you're isik bibiyuroi, so areyu kimavur. So that's what he employs over there. And in the Chanami, lekarbu zelzeh, the Tosfos Rosh. And the Tosfos that they work with lav and itek lase is one thing, and the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz who works with harei ukimavur, it's a different thing. I think Karl of Shat, they're both Bali Tosfos. It's the same versions of Tosfos. It's Karl of Shat to say that this Rabbeinu Peretz that when you're oisik b'biyuri harei ukimavur, that's also connected to the fact that it's a lav and itek lase. It doesn't mean some kind of fancy word that since you're mashbishit believable or something, or you're some kind of, it becomes like it's sorof, and there's some magic over here that since you're isaac and being sorof, it's like you're sorof, or it's, you're not raised to be kumoy, or any of that. It means pashut because he's going with the mahalach of Tosfos and the Tosfos Rosh fundamentally, and maybe entirely, maybe it's not even machlokes between them at all, that the lav of Bar Yerobeim Moshi is nitik to the essay of Tashbisu. So normally, when you have a lav and a teklase, so first you over the lav, and then you set about doing the ase. First you steal. The stealing is the opposite of giving it back. So you first you're doing the thing, the stealing, but not the bare thing. And then you're gonna be, then you're gonna give it back. So it's nitik leishavon. It's maybe kind of nitik lase or ashelech. All the regular lav and nitik lases. But in a case where, from the very beginning, he was only holding on to the chametz in order to destroy it. He's pegging the chametz in order to destroy it. He's oisik bibiyurai. So it's like he's being menatik the lav from the very beginning. The very having the chametz is in order to do the tashmisu. So it says, if I have chametz, I'm menas to be menatik the lav to do tashmisu. So then it's not called that I'm violating the law at all. I think it's clear blema that the Taisus Rosh and Taisus Rebbeinu Peretz are not arguing. Taisus Rosh and Taisus, for that matter, Taktes and Veis, they say this notion, you're mashi chametz al menas levari. So because it's a law, you're not over the law. Omer, what do you mean? You're not over the law. Meanwhile, I'm over the law, and then I'm a natiket. All law and itik lasei is like that. You're not over the law. You're over the law, and then you're not thinking. You're not allowed to do that with a chilo. And said, normally, the law is when I take the mother al abonim, so I'm being over the law. That's the opposite of shaliach shalach. You can't say that I'm taking the mother in order to be menatikin. That I'm doing the law in order to be menatikin. The law itself is the opposite of the nitum. The pe'ula of the leisikah. Is the opposite of the shaleich the shalom. So you can't say, well, I'm doing the leisikach in order al menas because I'm osuk in the shiluach. You can't say when you take the mother that I'm osuk in the shiluach. That's a way to be osuk in the shiluach. Don't take her in the first place. And that's what it usually is. But here's hamashe chometz al menas levaroi. It's not like he baked chometz and then al menas that he wants to burn it. That I don't think will be mutter. Because the baking it is the opposite of being mavarit. Why you can't say that I'm baking it in order to be mavarit? Still. I mean, that's like taking the mother al menas levaroi shaleach, or stealing in order to give it back. Avada, that's then you violated the law. But we're talking, the cases that Tosha is talking about are cases where I'm not making it chometz. I'm having the chametz. Let's say a simple case, the Taisha Ben Peretz case, Agamar. You have chametz from before, now Shoshvias comes in. So why do I have chametz around? Because I'm also from 12 o'clock on, I'm also B'Biroi. So I'm never doing anything that's the opposite of being Isaac B'Biroi. All I'm doing is being Isaac B'Biroi. I'm busy with the essay from the beginning. I never did anything that's the opposite of the essay. From 12 o'clock, I'm being Isaac in being Mavar the chametz. So then that's a case where from the beginning I was also going to essay. So Taisus, I think that's what Taisus means by Amash Chometz Al Menas Levari. It doesn't mean I can keep Chometz in my closet, Al Menas, that in 3 days from now when I'll get around to it, I'll be Mavari. About then you'll be over the lab, that's not Mutter. Amash Chometz Al Menas Levari, the Taisus is Mutter. He means like Al Derech the Taisus Ben Peretz. I think Taisus Peretz is a Gili on the Taisus. Amash Chometz Al Menas Levari means I'm keeping the Chometz around while I'm being mevarit. I'm mevarit right away, but it takes time. That's called mashe chometz al menas levari. So that being mashe chometz, the isur by Yom Motzi is to be mashe the chometz. But I'm not being mashe the chometz. My being mashe the chometz is an esek of beer. And an esek of beer is an esek of the essay. So may I not have it alive at all. Taking the me'em al abonim is not an esek of shiluach. It's the opposite of an esek of shiluach. So first I took the Eim al-Abonim, I violated the law. Then I'm first Isaac in the Shiluach. So that's a law that's followed by an essay. So you're not like it, but it's not Mutal Chachilu. But Bal Yerod Ha'imotzi is an issue to be Mashe Chometz. Even I'm Paided, but it's not the Pidiyah, the issue is to be Mashe the Chometz. So I'm Mashe the Chometz, but I'm Mashe from the beginning with an Isaac of Beer. So if I'm Mashe with the Isaac of Beer, so from the very beginning my Shehiyah is for the sake of beer. So that's Hareyu Kimavur. Hareyu Kimavur, not some lumnus of Sarah, something. He means because it's a lav and because the Torah says that the essay of beer is menatik the lav. So if I, and the lav is shehiyah, but if the shehiyah itself is a manas levaray, then it's not called the shehiyah. It's not called the shehiyah of isir at all. It's called the shehiyah. It's not a shehiyah of isir. It's a shehiyah of the essay of it's a shehiyah of beer. A shehiyah of beer is not a violation of the lav. What? Well, there you are, Taki, being paid it. I think Taisus holds. I mean, the Fidus Mahala, Taisus holds. You have to know, there's a Rambam. The Rambam holds that you will come, that by Rabbi Mutz is Lapshay Mimaisa, but if you buy Chumas, it's Lapshay Yesh Mimaisa. So it sounds like the Rambam holds that the act of purchasing is it's itself a Mimaisa by Rabbi Mutz. It's welcome if that's not what I'm saying now in Taisus. But in Taisus up upon him, Taisus holds, it doesn't matter that I'm doing an act of being paid. The act of being paid is not the Bar Yovei Motzi. The Bar Yovei Motzi is the Shehiyah. And since the Shehiyah from the get-go is Amanas Levarai, so that's what Taisus means, that it's a Lavanitic Glase, and it's Mukhil Lachachilu. And that's what the Taisus Rebbein of Peretz means when he says that it's Hareyu Kimubu. The Kitzur, what I want to accomplish is, I have a Shere Taisus Arosh, Taisus and Taisus Arosh, and I have a Shere Taisus Rebbein of Peretz. They're both Shere. Taisus and Taisus Arosh and Chavtes and Medvei say that Amashi Chometz Amanas Levarai is Mutik as Lavanitic Glase. Very schwer. Lavanitic Glase is Mutu Lachatilo. I find a mess. Lavanitic Glase is not Mutu Lachatilo. Not allowed to take the Emel Abonim and ask the Gimim Shalech. So what kind of Hetu Lachatilo is this? Then I have a Shere Taisu Ben Aperitz. He says a different word. There in Chavtesim and Beis, and by us in the Sukkah as well, that if you're Mashi Chometz and Manas, that if you're Isaac Bibiyura, you're Eyu Kimavur. Nech Taisu, why is Isaac Bibiyura, you're Eyu Kimavur? Where'd that come from? So instead of saying it's a Mechaikis, I want to say it's not a machlokes, and we'll put the two together, and then both things will be nil. The Taisus and the Taisus are also saying that you're allowed to be mashi chometz al manas levarai. They don't mean you're allowed to violate a lav if your intention is later to be menachik. They mean that by yorba imotzei with a lav is the shehiyah. If the shehiyah itself is al manas levarai, then I was never violating the lav because from the very beginning, simultaneous with the lav, I'm doing the essay. Normally, I do the lav and then I have the essay, so that you're not allowed to do. But here, the lav and the essay are simultaneous. When I mashed the chometz from the beginning, the shia is the manas levarai. If the shia is the manas levarai, so that's mutul chachilu. Because that's not a lav that later was manatik. The nituk is in the lav from the very beginning, and that's what Taisu Rebbeinu Peretz means as well. Taisu Rebbeinu Peretz means that not because it's some magic. But because now that you're Isaac in the Nituk, so it's like you did the Nituk and you're not even allowed.
How is this being different than
Noser? Because by Noser, first I was Meiser. The issue is to be Meiser. So I was Meiser. And then there's the essay of Eish Tesef. But when I'm Meiser, I'm not burning it. I'm not, the act of being Meiser is not the act of burning, it's not Amenastim. He's saying, why don't I say that the act of being meister is on the last to be served? Yeah, I think the difference has to be here the issue is shehiyah. To be served requires a shehiyah. So you could be shoya on the nas of the sreif. The shia is part of the sreif. Because the sreif requires a shia, it takes time. But there the issue is to be meiser. The sreif doesn't require that I be meiser. Could have been served for yesterday. I mean, I'm not allowed because it's kosher, but the etzim, the sreif doesn't require that I be meiser that boiker. So there to be meiser that boiker is something separate than the sreif. But by Bayobay Motzi, the Isser is the Shia, but there's a the Esi itself has a Shia. Because I'm Asik Bibiuri. The Asik Bibiuri is also a Shia. So a Shia that's part of the Asik of the essay, that's not called the Oyvid Lab in the first place. So if this is the Pshat in the Rebbeinu Peretz, so maybe we could use this for Rashi as well, for the Rashi Shita, that you could wait till Shoshvius. How can you wait for Shal Shavuos? And Rashi holds that Shal Shavuos, you can't wait. That's why all them players show you. You shouldn't do it because you might wind up by 1 o'clock. But if you serve it right away at the beginning at 12 o'clock, Rashi holds that it's mutter to wait till it's mutter to wait till after Chatzos. So what's the Hesmer? So before we had a fancy answer, we had a fancy Hesmer with Rashi Sheet and Bittel. But now we have a Tosha Mena Peretz, so maybe we can say that that's what Rashi holds as well. That you can't wait till 1 o'clock because then you're doing a lav and then you're being menachik a lav. That about you're not allowed to do. But if you burn it at 12 o'clock, so you're Isaac in the Isaac of the Essek from the beginning, so then you don't violate the law. Of course, we have to steer in Rashi. That we still have to deal with. That's the next thing. We have to steer in Rashi. That sounds very nice, but then how do you explain a bayit? Rabbeinu Peretz Taka uses it, says that that's not that Nechanami. Rabbeinu Peretz says that's not the pshat in a bayit. For that reason, he says Rashi is wrong. Abai is not asking a steer. There's no steer between Bal Yerobim, Motzi, and Teshvisu. It's just a Yitur, out there, Chataisus. But according to Rashi, we have this steer. Let's talk about that. Because I have a Machshava. Put a few things together. Yeah. What? Yeah, likewise. Okay, be well. So. So I want to preface a few other questions. Time is now. Yeah. I preface a couple of questions. What's the Hemshah? What's the next step in the Gemara? Let's read the Gemara like Rashi. Abai said, Yom HaRishon has to be Gedalid, because otherwise there's a stira between Tashbisu by Yom HaRishon and Shivas Yomim. Shivas Yomim means Afilu Shachas, and then Tashbisu takes a Shachas. So it can't be. So what's the Gemara? So the Gemara says, Ve'emo, the rabbis, Lel Tezvov Lubir. Says the Gemara, maybe it's not talking about Gedalid. It's talking about Lel Tezvov. Lel Tezvov, Tardim Sebali Rabbi Masa. So Shivas Yomim is not Leilois. So by the Seder night, maybe there's no Bayer Rabbi Motzei. So I need Tashbisu to tell me that by Yom HaRishon, already by night, there's an Isser, there's a Din of Tashbisu. I said, no, that's Exer Shava, Akesh, that there's Bayer Rabbi Motzei by night too. I don't need Tashbisu. So the Chorad is a Kasha here. The London Mask a Kasha. Rashi Shita is doch that Tashbisu implies by Yom HaMotzei. Rashi Nebdal and Medal. Right? Rashi was after Chatzos is by Yom HaMotzei. Where did it come from? How did Tashbisu implies by Yom HaMotzei? So, if there would be Tashbisu by night, by Lel Tezvov, the Chor that would carry with it by Yom HaMotzei. But then what did you gain? So then again, I have a steer. If there's Tashbisu by night, then it's Bal Yerobim Motzi by night. And if there's Bal Yerobim Motzi by night, then it's Safilu Shachas. So how could you be showing Shachas to do the Tashbisu? In a way, it's a fancy way to ask the Kashi about after Chatzos. How could you wait until after Chatzos to be Mavar? There's a steer. You already have Bal Yerobim Motzi, so how could you do the Tashbisu? Yeah, in a Kanam. But now it's in the Gemara itself. Never mind the Rashi. In the Gemara itself, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, there's a steer from one step to the next. So even if you know the Rashi earlier about being waiting for after Chatzos, here in the Shakla of Tari, the Gemara itself, Abai said there's a steer. Shivas Yomim is a steer to Tashbis. The way Rashi learns the Gemara. So what's the Gemara's solution? That it's talking about Lel Tezvov. But Rashi Shita is that if there's Tashbisu by Lel Tezvov, then there's an Isser Shehiyah by Lel Tezvov. Maybe even about, according to the Stach Savona, literally by Yerobim Motzei.
So that's the pastor's decide. And even if Chiddush Tosfos Yom Tov, but in Issa Shri'ah, that's equivalent to Bal Yerubei Matzah. Actually, calls it Bal Yerubei Matzah.
So if there's Tashbisu by night, then there's Bal Yerubei Matzah by night. Well, if there's Bal Yerubei by Matzah by night, then how can there also be Tashbisu at night? Didn't Abaye to say that that's a contradiction? Then another question. Later on in the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva says a different hechal. That Yom Rishon can't be Tesvah. So Rabbi Akiva says that Ein B'Yechal Mesel Esreifa. And if Tashbisu would be by night, would be at Tesvah rather, if Tashbisu would be by Tesvah, then you would have to be Seyrefit with Tesvah. But it's an Ab Malach. That's the Gemara. So I want to say something. When is Tashbisu B'Sreifa, according to Rashi? Kainu's Manisuri, Achaz Manisuri. Only Kainu's Manisuri. Achaz Manisuri, Tashbisu not B'Sreifa anymore. If Tashbisu was on Tesvav, that's Achaz Manisuri. Then it wouldn't be B'Sreifa. So what's Rabbi Kiva's right? So I feel like this. Going back to what we talked about last week in Rashi. Rashi holds that the strafe is kind of chatzos, eftis chatzos, tashbosos, b'chol dom. Where did that come from? So we explained, based on the Rashi Paisa, that this, based on the Piskei Rashi, that there's two tashbisus. But the Piskei Rashi calls the Ikar HaMitzvah, which is Sreifa, and then there's the not the Ikar HaMitzvah, which is even out of the Bittul B'Lay. The Rashmi Preisler said that there's two tashbisus, the tashbisu of a Kumba Esay to be Mavar, and then there's the tashbisu that's B'Shevi Al-Tasah Sheyehei Mushus. I wanted to say that it's Hainu Hachim. The tashbisu that's B'Kumba Esay, that's B'Sreifa. That's a din of the chametz and the cheftz of the chametz that you have to destroy it, and it has a certain way you have to destroy it, like noiser, it has to be destroyed for. But then there's a tashbisu shehei mushmus that I shouldn't have chametz in my rishus in the gabra, that I'm not supposed to have chametz in my rishus. Why all my months I shouldn't have chametz in my rishus? So it has an essay too, tashbisu shehei mushmus. I shouldn't have any chametz. The my not having chametz had a din of the cheftz of the chametz. There is no chametz. It's din of me that I shouldn't have any chametz. Shehei mushmus. I shouldn't have any chametz. That's b'chol dover, because it's not a din in the chametz. It's a din in me that I shouldn't have any chametz. What's the difference how I can even do it b'leiv? The kumba essay is kaidim chatzos. That's the Rashi learns. The tashbisu of kumba essay, that's kaidim chatzos. That's b'sreifa. That's the Rashi in your face. Kaidim chatzos is b'sreifa. The sheyehei mushbas, that's after chatzos. That's why after chatzos is such b'sos b'chol dover. That's not a din anymore in the chefs of the chametz that I have to do it in a ma'aseh b'kumba essay. That's a din in the gabra that he should be mushmas to not have any chametz in his rishus. And that's even belayed. You can't do the bittul after chatzos. You can do the bittul before kedei she'eh mushmas afterwards, or b'chaldov. Mushmasas b'chaldov. That was the rate from last week. Let's go with that rate. Acholok tells me. Time frame. The Tashbisu become the essay is Kaidim Chatzos. The Tashbisu B'Shevi Al Tas is Eichel Chatzos. But there's two Tashbisus. That's somehow Tashbisu Tati Mashmut has the, like the Rashmi Plaisa says, it's Mashmut Tevaru and Mashmut Shiyei Mushmus. They're not at the same time. The Tashbisu become the essay is to be served the Chametz before it becomes awesome. The Tashbisu Shiyei Mushmus is that I shouldn't have any Chametz. B'Zman Yisra, I shouldn't have any Chametz in my Rishos. Which Tashbisu is menatik the lav? So nava nitik lasei. Vayor b'mos is nitik lasei. Which Tashbisu is menatik the lav? The Tashbisu of Shiyei Mushmus, not the Tashbisu of Kumbese. So that's true, first of all, just for technical reasons. The Kumbese is before Chatzais. It's not even this matter of Vayor b'mos. So it can't be the nitik. The Shiyei Mushmus, that's the one that's after Chatzais. That's the one that's bismana isir that could be menatik the lav. But I think it's also true deep down fundamentally. Something that's monotic, the lav, has to be the opposite of the lav. The lav is that the gabra has chametz in his rishus. He's mashir chametz in his rishus. The nituk is that he gets rid of having chametz. He cleanses his rishus from having chametz. So that's the shi'ei mushvus, that the gabra shouldn't have any chametz in his rishus. The Kumba essay pointed out is it did in the chefts of the chametz. It could be even kainus manisur. It's a din that the chefts of the chametz, you should be soif. Taisus is different. Taisus holds that the strength is after chatzos, after manisur. That's different. It's a way to get rid of the chametz from my rishus. But according to it's a way to be monotic the lav. But according to Rashi, the Kumba essay they have kainum chatzos is not coming to be monotic the lav. It's an essay before the lav. It's an essay in the chefts of the chametz to be sure of the chefts of the chametz, to be mechal of the chametz. I'm not saying that you couldn't have a nitag of sreifa. The place is obviously supposed to be a nitag of sreifa. I'm saying that the fact, the truth for sure, according to Rashi, is that the kumba essay is not monotic alav, it's kaidu is not alav. The she'ei mushmas, which is b'chol dover, which is in the gabra, that is the thing that's monotic alav. But I think that once I know that it's true, it also is mistaber. Because the she'ei mushbas is equivalent to the lav. It's in the same locus as the lav. They're both in the gavra. There's a lav that the gavra should own chametz, and there's an essay that he should not have, that he should be mushbas, he should be shavus from having chametz in his yeshus. So that essay is the equivalent of the lav. So it's monatic the lav. The essay they have in the morning, kainim zmani suri, to burn the chametz, that's not a din in the gavra. The gavra doesn't have any issue. The gavra's allowed to have chametz. It's not a din in the gavra that you should get rid of his chametz. It's a din in the chametz itself, the kaidim, before the chametz has a chance to become osur, you should be mechalit. So it's different than the lav. I just want to bring out the symmetry, like with all the repercussions of this kumba essay and the shevi al tasim. It happens to be, according to Rashi, that the shevi al tasim is when we not take the lav. The kumba essay is before the lav. I think it's coherence. Because the shevi al tasa shem mushbas is in the gabra like the lav, that the gabra doesn't have chametz. The isir by your avos is to have chametz in your rishus, and the nituk is to get rid of the chametz from my rishus. The kumba essay is kaidim chatzos. That's before the gabra is over in the valley. It's not, it has nothing to do with the gabra. The gabra is allowed to have chametz. 11 o'clock in the morning, you're allowed to have chametz, but it's din in the chametz itself that it has a din straight. Likewise, Rashi holds that Tashbisu implies Bayobay Matsu. Rashi in the Palam Rab. Is Bayobay Matsu after Chatzos? Where did it come from? Torah says she was young. The Raivan asked on the Rama, how could it be Bayobay Matsu after Chatzos? The Torah says she was young. Where did it get 7.5 days? The Torah says Tashbisu is Megala. Which Tashbisu is Megala that's Bayobay Matsu? The Kumba Essay or the Shevi Al Tassin? Yeah. Not only the Shevi Al Tassin. If the Kumba essay could be Megala, this Bar Yobay Motzi, then it would be Bar Yobay Motzi in the morning. Kainum Chatzos, because there's Tashbisu of the Kumba essay, Kainum Chatzos, according to Rashi. And there's no Bar Yobay Motzi, Kainum Chatzos. The Kumba essay doesn't apply Bar Yobay Motzi. The Shigei Mushmos, after Chatzos, that already implies a Bar Yobay Motzi. The Hadvar Mechubonim. The Din Shigei Mushmos is a din in the Gavra that he shouldn't have Chomets. It's an essay. But it's like an Isser essay, it's an essay b'shvis, or the Kolapach is an essay b'shevi al tassim. It's an essay that the Gavra should be shavus from having chametz. That implies that there's an Isser to have chametz, so it already implies that Bayor B'Motzi, which is the lav of the Gavra having chametz, the essay in the lav is saying the same thing. Just one is B'loshon lav and one is B'loshon essay. One is a lav, you're not allowed to have chametz in your shus. One is an essay, you have to be shavus from having chametz in your shus. Well, it's Shevi Al Tasa. Maybe it's even an Isser essay. We talked about the little points about the difference between an Isser essay and the Shevi Al Tasa essay. They're almost the same, but they're not exactly the same. This Shehei Mushbus could learn it, could tie it up either way. I don't want to flow into that, but it's in that kind of. So it's the fact that there's an essay of Tashbisu that I have to be Shevis from having comments implies that it's as man of Isser comments. So that implies it's Bar Yobay Motzi, according to Rashi. It implies an Issur Shiyah. The essay is an Issur Shiyah. It implies it's a lav of an Issur Shiyah. But the essay of Kaidim Chatzos, of Kumba essay, B'Sreifa,
That's it, even the cheftz of the chametz added in the gavra. It doesn't apply by Yom HaMatzah at all. It doesn't say in that essay that there's an issur to be shmasha chametz. It says that there's a mitzvah, I have a mitzvah, if I have chametz in my shoes, there's a mitzvah to burn it. It's not an issur in the gavra. It's a din in the cheftz of the chametz. It's another way of saying it. The kumba essay is in the cheftz of the chametz. The shevi al ta'as is that the gavra should be shevi from having chametz. It can't be din in the cheftz of the chametz. There is no cheftz of the chametz. That's the whole point. You're not supposed to have it. But the kumba essay is if I have chametz, I should burn it. That doesn't apply in a Bal Yom HaMatzah at all. Ever, as we see, in the morning there's no Bal Yom HaMatzah, but there's a mitzvah, the burning of chametz yet. So this is all now that we have Acholok, and Acholok tells me this, from there's a Kedem HaChatzayis, and there's a Yishei Himush, but there's a HaChatzayis. But Tashbisu has both meanings. What would be if there was no Acholok? What would be, has a Havmin in the Hemshech, the almost last, the last Havmin in the Gemara, is maybe it's be a Dalit in the morning. Maybe it's Safra in the morning. Maybe a Dalit in the morning. It's worse than the Achal. But what would be without the Achal? So when would be the Tashbisu of Kumba Essay and when would be the Tashbisu of Shevi Al Tasa? I'm not sure. I can think of a few possibilities. What I want to say will work for all the possibilities. Possibility number one, maybe there won't be a Tashbisu of Shevi Al Tasa. Maybe there will only be a Tashbisu of Kumba Essay. Maybe I need the Achola to tell me there's two Tashbisus, the Tashbisu of Yom Rishon Kainu Chatzais and the Tashbisu of Yom Rishon Efter Chatzais. If I didn't have the achalot, maybe I wouldn't have a double tashbisu. Right? That's a little bit tighter there. Right? That's already a little tighter. Or I could say not so radical. But it would be two tashbisus. The Rashmi Plaza says, Rashi also says two tashbisus. But I wouldn't know that it's at 12 o'clock. I would say you get an hour for the kumbah essay, and then the rest of the day would be the Shev al Tasa. It's totally in the two lashonos in Rashi what achalot tells me. Achalak tells me chatzos. So without the achalak, I would have said an hour, and the other 11 hours is b'shei v'al tasa. If achalak itself doesn't tell me chatzos, it just tells me that it's not that you have to divide it. So I already know you have to divide it just with two tashbisus. And then there's another possibility. Maybe the kumba esi will be from the morning and the whole day, and the shei v'al tasa will be first by night. By the seder, then it'll be shei mushbos. Kol yemei amoyed. It's you have the essay of Shehei Mushbas is Kol Yemei Amoyed. That's Rashi Tzadikayin. It's a lot of them. If I say Kol Yemei Amoyed, all these possibilities are there. But the point that I want to make is that that's a given that there's a Tashbisu of Kumba essay, and then there's also a Tashbisu. Let's say this, and then there's also a Tashbisu of Shehei Altase. But the Tashbisu that's B'Shehei Altase, that's the Tashbisu that's Menatik the Lav. The Tashbisu that's Mekumba essay is not Menatik the Lav at all. It has nothing to do, it's not on the same wavelength as the Lav. Again, just to cover the same ground. The Tashbisu of Shevi Al Tasa is in the Gavra. It's equivalent to the Lav. It's the mirror image of the Lav. So first of all, it's Menatik the Lav. There's a Lav, don't have Chometz in your Rishus. Gavra, don't have Chometz in your Rishus. And if you do, get rid of it. Be Shevis from it. Be Amay Bashmas. And that's Menatik the Lav. And that's also the Bal Yerubah by Matzi that implies that there's a lav. No, after Chatzos, the Tashbisu implies that there's a Bal Yerubah by Matzi because it's the mirror image of the Bal Yerubah by Matzi. It's a package deal. So it's a lav with the Nitukum and Asay. It's you know, that's the yin and the yang. Kainim Chatzos doesn't apply Bal Yerubah by Matzi at all. It's nothing to do. Bal Yerubah by Matzi is the din in the Gabe after Chatzos. And then in the Kumba Asay, the Mistrefa, that's a din in the Chatz of the Chametz, Kainim Chatzos. That's why Kainim Chatzos is no Bal Yerubah by Matzi. So now, one nekudah now, I want to add. Why does Rashi hold that after Chatzos, you're allowed to spend an hour burning it, and you're not over by Rabbi Moshe? So we have a different mahalachim, but one mahalach at least, and I think for our purpose, the simplest one, is the Rebbe of Peretz. It's a lav in the klasei. Kozman, you're Isaac in the nituk, you're not over the lav. If the shehiyah is in order to do the essay, then you're not over the lav. But that only makes sense when we're talking about the Shevi Al Tasa Dika Tashbisu, the one that's Menatik the Lav.
The essay, the shevi al tasadik hashbisu. That's the essay that's menatik the lav. So when I only have that essay, so that essay could be, that essay implies that there's a lav. But it also is menatik the lav, and if I'm isik in it, then I'm not over the lav. But the tashbisu of kaidim chatzois doesn't imply that there's a lav, on the one hand. That's what kaidim chatzois, there is no lav. But if there would be a lav kaidim chatzois, then I don't think being isik in that tashbisu would save you from the lav. Because what saves you from the lav is being isik in the nituk. But the esek dika tashbisu is not the nituk of the lav at all. It's like they just two ships passing the night. If the chatzos, the tashbisu is b'shevi al-pasit to be mashmish, that talks to the lav. It implies a lav. It's not even the gabra. The gabra now has to be shevis from having chametz. And if you have chametz, you have to get rid of it in order again to be shevis from having chametz. So that's it. That essay is menatik the lav, and it implies that there's a lav. And the Tosha made a parents tells me, because I'm Isaac in the nituk, that I'm not even the lav. But the tashbisu, you have kaidim chatzos, the kumba essay of the shreifa, that doesn't imply a lav. And it has nothing to do with the lav. And I don't think it would be menatik the lav. Lu Yitzur, that was by Rabbi Motzi in the morning, I don't think that tashbisu would be menatik. And furthermore, being Isaac in it would not take off the value. Again, in some hypothetical world, if there was a by Rabbi Motzi in the morning, which of course there isn't, but if there was by Rabbi Motzi in the morning, then it would have nothing to do with the essay. The essay would not be menatik. The essay of Kumba essay would not be menatik, and being Isaac in the essay wouldn't take off the Bar Yom HaMotzi. You want to do that essay, do it before the Bar Yom HaMotzi. Which is what you see. And that in fact is how the essay is supposed to be done. But it's not a nituk b'shas maisa. And it doesn't spare you from Bar Yom HaMotzi b'shas maisa. So now like this. Says Abai. If Bar Yom HaRishon was tesvav, that would mean that even the tashbisu of Kumba Esse, and the Gemara knows that there's a tashbisu of Kumba Esse, and that's the same. If by Yom HaRishon would be the tesvav, then that would mean that the essay of the Kumba Esse Dika Tashbisu was already the tesvav. Well, the Kumba Esse Dika Tashbisu is not monotic the lav. And the Kumba Esse Dika Tashbisu, being Isaac in it, doesn't spare you from the lav. It has, in a way, nothing to do with the lav. If you want to do it before the lav, but doing it, Shas the lav doesn't have any meaning. So Mimela says Abai, so that can't be. There's a value of a Masa Shiva's Yamin. If you're gonna and if the way it's gonna be, if the Torah would have said that if the generation would be Tezvav, then let's say the first hour you would have to do the Tashbisu of Kumba Esse. And then maybe for the rest of the Pesach would be Shay Bashav Al Pasa. But the first hour of Pesach you would have to do the Tashbisu of Kumba Esse. You would have the Tashbisu of Kumba Esse of Shreifa, which is not a nituk of the lav. And being Isaac in it would not be monotic the lav. So then it's a steer. So you're over the lav. So for that hour, you'd be over the lav. What are you going to tell me? I'm busy being Isaac in Tashbisu. You're being Isaac with the Tashbisu that's not coming to be monotic the lav. You're being Isaac with the Tashbisu that's, you're supposed to do before the lav. It's in the chavs of the chometz. It's not in the gabra b'chal. It's not monotic the lav. So it says Abai, that's a steer. But on the other hand, it says, okay. But maybe by Yom HaMotzi is only in the morning, and Yom HaRishon is Lel Tesvav. If Yom HaRishon is Lel Tesvav, the Torah didn't say by Yom HaMotzi about Lel Tesvav. It's only implied. That was the kasha. The line the mask. Yeah, but if this tashbisu by night, it implies that this by Yom HaMotzi. But again, which tashbisu implies by Yom HaMotzi? The Shevi Al Pasi Dikat Tashbisu or the Kumba Esse Dikat Tashbisu? The Shevi Al Pasi Dikat Tashbisu entails that there must be a by Yom HaMotzi. The Kumba Esse Dikat Tashbisu doesn't entail that at all. The Haraya Kleinim Chatzois, there's a Kumba Esse Dikat Tashbisu and there's no Bar Yom HaMotzi. So if Tashbisu is going on Lel Tesvav, then the first hour of Lel Tesvav you have Tashbisu, the Kumba Esse, and then there'll be no Bar Yom HaMotzi. There would first be Bar Yom HaMotzi, maybe the second hour, when it would already become the Shevi Al-Tasa Dikat Tashbisu. Or maybe the Shevi Al-Tasa Dikat Tashbisu will wait till the morning. And I'm not sure exactly what the time would be. But Akoponim, there would be a time, but the Bar Yom HaMotzi, that's for sure, the Bar Yom HaMotzi would not start right away. Even Rashi, who says the Tashbisu entails Bar Yom HaMotzi, that's only after Chatzos when it became a Shevi Al-Pasik in the Tashbisu. But the Tashbisu in the morning didn't imply a Bar Yom HaMotzi. Well, if Tashbisu meant Lel Tesvav,
then Lel Tesvav would be like your Dalit by us. There would be a chalik that was Tashbisu Bishbikum Be'esay, and there would be a chalik that was B'shevi Al Tasir. The chalik, I don't know what the division would be. Would it be an hour and 11 hours, or maybe the whole night would be, the whole Laila would be the Kumba Essay, and the morning would first be the Shei Mushbas. Lay it there. But Kachay Kach, for as long as it's Bekumba Essay that we know by Yobay Motsi. So that would work very well. Emo left as well with beer. Yes, no, but there's a heckish. We know this by Yobay Motsi at night too, so that doesn't work. Well, it's also good, Rabbi Akiva. I had a kasha pointer. Rabbi Akiva was mechiyach that Yom Rishon can't be tesvav because it's an av melacha. So the question was, what do you mean it's an av melacha? It's only b'sreifa. Kaidim is manisuri. L'achaz manisuri is not b'sreifa. The answer is that's not an arbitrary. Didn't kaidim is manisuri b'sreifa? L'achaz manisuri is not b'sreifa. Stam milsa b'leitaim. The reason why kaidim is manisuri is b'sreifa and l'achaz manisuri is not b'sreifa is because kaidim is manisuri. That's the tashbisu that's become the essay. But after Chatzos, I have the Tashbisu that's B'Shevi Al-Kasa, She'ei Mushbos, that already implies that there's an Isser Ba'yor Ba'yimotzi. It's not that the Isser Ba'yor Ba'yimotzi causes the Sreifa to go away. It's the other way around. Ach Cholok says that the Kumba Essay ended, now we're in the She'ei Al-Kasa. The She'ei Al-Kasa is the Mush, the She'ei Mushbos, which is B'chol Dover, that's Mani Sur, that implies that it's as Mani Sur, She'ei Chomz. But Lu Yitzur, that the Yom HaRishon meant Lel Tesvav, then that would be the Zman of the Kumba Essay. If it would be the Zman of the Kumba Essay, about it would be B'Shreif. The Kashu Zum is like an arbitrary rule. Achad Mani Suri is B'Shreif, it's not B'Shreif. That's not the Pshat. The Pshat is that after Chatzos, you no longer have the Mitzvah of the Kumba Essay. Now you have the Mitzvah in the Gavra Shiyei Mushbos. And that implies by Yorba Yimotzi. That's why it's called Mani Suri. But if it said Tashvisu Balaila, if Yom HaRishon meant Balaila, then the Kumba Essay would be Balaila. If the Kumba Essay would be Balaila, it would be B'Shreif. Says Rabbi Kiva, but that's Av Melacha. How could that be? The core of the work is that Rashi Shita, it ties in very much with everything we said last week. That Rashi Shita is that there's two Tashbisus. That's a given that there's two Tashbisus. The Rashi implies it. The Piskei Rashi already was Meramis to it. There's the Iker, there's the Mitzvah of Sreifa, which is become the essay, Mitzvah Tavarim, and there's the Mitzvah Shiyei Mushbos that's after Chatzos. What the Sefer's Dvarim is that they're fundamentally different, not just because this is become the essay and this is B'Shei V'Altasa. They're fundamentally different. The one that's B'Shei V'Altasa after Chatzos is the Din in the Gavra. It's similar to the Lav of Bal Yerov Ha'imotzei, which is in the Shi in the Gavra. So the essay of to be shavish from Chomus is a din in the Gavra. That's monotic the Lav, because it's like the Lav, it's the opposite of the Lav, so it's monotic the Lav. It implies that there is an Issa Shiyo, so it implies the Bal Yerov Ha'imotzei. And because when you're Isaac in it, that's called you being Isaac in the Nituk, and you don't violate the Lav. That's why you're Lav the Chatkila, too late to Shosh Shvius, as long as you could do it right away. Like the Pesher Ben Aparat says, because now I'm being Isaac. As long as I'm being Isaac in the Nituk, I don't violate the Lav. The Lav in the morning was the Kumba Esidika, the Tashbisu in the morning was the Kumba Esidika Tashbisu, which is B'Sreifa. That's a din in the Chetz of the Chometz. It's not in the Gav of the Chal. The Gav is allowed to own Chometz, but the Chetz of the Chometz has a Mitzvah Sreifa. That doesn't imply a Bayou Abay Motzi. That's why there's no Bayou Abay Motzi in the morning. It doesn't imply a Bayou Abay Motzi. It has nothing to do with Bayou Abay Motzi. I mean, obviously, it's a preparation for Bayou Abay Motzi, but it's different than the Bayou Abay Motzi. It doesn't apply. The fact that I have to burn the Chometz doesn't apply. There's an Issa Shi in the Chometz. And it's not, and therefore, I think it follows that if Lu Yitzur, there was a Bayou Abay Motzi in the morning, which there isn't, but if the Torah was said is Bayou Abay Motzi in the morning, being Isaac in the Sreifa would not be called to hear Isaac in the Nituk. Because it's not the Nituk of the, it doesn't imply the Lav, and it's not monotic the Lav. It's nothing to do with the Lav. So maybe that's the key to everything. So when we're talking about, I'll leave it to Emes, the Kumbesis in the morning, and the Shei Malkasis in the afternoon. So Rashi also, you can talk it, wait till noon. You can wait till Chatzos and be sorry of that. What happened to Ides Bayrobe Motzei? Yeah, there's Bayrobe Motzei, because there is a Bayrobe Motzei. How do I know? Because the Torah said Tashbisu, that implies a Bayrobe Motzei. That's the Tashbisu of Shevi Al-Tasa. The Torah said that there's already an Essay to Numenatic Lab, that implies that there's a Lab. But as long as I'm being Isaac in the Nituk, I don't violate the Lab. That's the Yisrael of Taisir Ben Aparetz, and Taisir Choftes, as long as you're Isaac in the Bior, then it's Arayu Kimurur. But
the Abaye and Rabbi Kiva and our whole sugya, they're in a hypothetical universe in which the Tashbisu Bekum Ve'esi was on Pesach itself. Balayla or the various permutations. If Bayoy Marishin meant Pesach itself, then be a Kum Ve'esi in the Zmani Surah. That's like the theoretical universe when there's a Balayla Ve'emotzi in the morning of Yidav. If Tashbisu meant Be'tashvav, then you would have a mitzvah of Tashbisu in the Zman that the Torah says Shivas Yomim B'tzbal Yom Be'Motzi. So then it would have the mitzvah of Tashbisu B'kum Be'esei at the same time as the mitzvah of Yom Be'Motzi. That's there doesn't help an Oisik B'Biyurin. Sabai says that's a steer. It doesn't help an Oisik B'Biyurin. It only helps if I'm Oisik in the Biyur when the Biyur is being menatic the lab. So I'm Oisik in the Nituk, like the Tashbisu B'Ben Apparents. But the Kumba Esni Tikka Tashbisu is not the Nituk of the Lab. So the fact that I'm being basic in it is not going to prevent me from being over the Lab. So they love, I said, that would have to be a steer. Says the mother, okay, but maybe the Bayo Abimatsu is only a morning. Maybe the night is like your Dalad by us. It's not that there's no Bayo Abimatsu, it says in Torah, only the Bayo Abimatsu that's implied by Tashbisu itself. Well, that would be good. Because then we'd have all the contrast of what we have in your Dalad. You'd have the Kumba Esni for the first part of the night. And you would have the Shevi Al Tasa the rest of the night, or maybe first in the morning. So at night, there would be no Bal Yom HaYomotzi. At the beginning of the night, there wouldn't even be a Bal Yom HaYomotzi. The Bal Yom HaYomotzi would first kick in when the Shevi Al Tasa Tikka Tashbisu kicks in. And then it would be Shalom Al Yisrael. Mr. Gemara says, no, it's not true. We have a Hekesh that there's Bal Yom HaYomotzi by night, the whole night too. So we have to come on to... Yeah. Okay. Yeah, maybe without me. Yeah. Hey, no problem. I'm going to go to the next one.